News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, the Muslim festival of Eid al-Adha is taking place for the second year in a row at Croke Park this morning. And the Eid festival is a celebration to mark the end of the Islamic pilgrimage season through prayer and food. And Dr. Rachel Woodlock, who's the assistant lecturer in the study of religions at UCC, joins us now about it. This is a huge event, I suppose, in the lives of many, many Muslims. Rachel, is that right? Eid is a very important part of the calendar?
Oh, definitely. It's our Christmas, if you will. It's our biggest celebration of the year.
And with regard to what's happening today in Croke Park, I have heard it referred to, yes, as Christmas, but I can't imagine Christmas taking place in a stadium. So what can people expect today, perhaps, who would be wishing to celebrate Eid or indeed go to Croke Park?
Well, it falls in what is our pilgrimage season. So I don't know if your viewers have seen the pictures of the big black cube in Mecca in Saudi Arabia and all the pilgrims who will be circling around
the Hajj, people make the pilgrimage to Mecca.
That's the one. And that tells really the story of Abraham and Ishmael and Hagar. Because the story of Abraham's near sacrifice of his son, because in the Islamic telling, it was actually Ishmael, not Isaac, who was the intended sacrifice. And so the pilgrims in Saudi Arabia have been spending about a week, praying and fasting and doing lots of activities to do their pilgrimage. And so then we have at the end of that, in kind of memory of what Abraham did, what is to sacrifice some meat and give that meat to the poor. Now, there won't be slaughtering happening at Croke Park. What happens these days is that we pay very professional butchers. We give some money to them to do that. And then that money is used for the butchers to send off the meat to the poor. It'll usually be through charities. And we'll go to the people who are in need because, meat being a luxury for so many who are in poverty. And then what happens is that at Croke Park and elsewhere around Ireland is that Muslims all get together and they'll offer some prayers. And afterwards, normally in non-pandemic times...
Yeah, I was going to ask, has the pandemic impacted sort of considerably on all of this?
Oh, yeah, because Muslims tend to be very huggy, touchy-feel people, and so you kind of get mobbed when you, after prayers, you get a big hug. And it's just like at Christmas time, you're giving gifts and catching up with your family and you're celebrating and meeting up with each other. But with that has to have, been put on a fast stop. So what will happen is that they'll offer the prayers in instead of all bunched up together, which is what normally happens with Muslim prayers, it's all 2 metre by 2 metre isolated from each other, so there's no physical contact. And then afterwards, going home without hugs and handshakes and things, but at least, in spirit, having sort of seen our friends and waved hello.
Yes, and no doubt there's something in that. And just before I let you go, If you have Muslim friends, would you say Happy Eid to people the way we say Happy Christmas?
Oh, yes.
If we wanted to say that to somebody, is that what I would say?
Yes, absolutely. Happy Eid or anything like best wishes, good luck for the season. If you've got if your neighbours have got young kids, you give them a few bob, a couple of euros. It's a time of celebration for us.
All right. Look, thank you for that indeed. Happy Eid to you. That is Dr. Rachel Woodlock there, assistant lecturer in the study of religions at UCC.